Services and products as advertised on the Doctor's Orders radio show do not necessarily constitute any type of endorsement by Dr. Kip Van Camp.
This is the Doctor's Orders radio show with Dr. Kip Van Camp. Dr. Kip is a practicing physician with over 25 years experience and three different board certifications in the world of medicine. Dr. Kip's general medical knowledge coupled with his overall credentials enable him to make difficult medical discussions easy for you to understand. Husband, dad, radiologist, professor, author, sought-after speaker, medical talk show host, Botox injector, and all-around nice guy. Here's Dr. Kip.
Hello and welcome to Doctor's Orders. I'm your host, Dr. Kip. This is the one-hour show where we explore any and all things medical. Check out my website at drkip.com. That's Kip with two P's. We have some new and exciting updates on our website, so check it out. Also, I want you to click on the Doctor's Orders link give me your emails if you have any questions for me or any comments. Or if you have a topic you'd like us to talk about on the next show, I'm interested in what you have to say. Now, you can also call us if you want to tune in on today's topic. You can call me at 855-237-5477. That's 855-2-DR-KIP. Today, we're going to continue our discussion about the health reform bill. And I have with us a guest, Dr. Jane Hughes. Dr. Hughes has been on the show before. And Dr. Hughes is a surgeon. She practices in Texas. And Jane, welcome to Doctor's Orders.
Well, thanks, Kip. So great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, and I know that it's been a busy few weeks, and I know people are very interested in talking about the health care reform. I know that there was some people had felt that perhaps the Supreme Court pulled a fast one, or specifically Justice Roberts pulled a fast one, and that the mandate was declared unconstitutional under the Commerce Clause, but then he did a flip-flop and declared it constitutional under the Anti-Injunction Act or the tax and declared this a tax. And I wanted to get right into the discussion today because we got a lot to talk about. But here's my thing, first question for you. When you heard that decision, when you were, you know, practicing, I'm sure you were probably busy that day, just like most doctors, you were busy practicing medicine, but you were anxious to see what the report or what the results was going to be, what the ruling was. How did it affect you? How did it sit with you?
Well, I was stunned, I think, like many people were. And actually, the first thought that did come to my mind was, oh, my gosh, he changed the law as it was presented to him so that he could call it constitutional. And, of course, then later I had a chance to look at the rest of the decision. But actually, I was quite stunned, and I believe it was the wrong thing for him to do. I believe it was a political act. He had vanity regarding the court, and in his appeal that he was trying not to be political, I think he was being political, and he blinked. I don't think he did his job. I don't think he upheld his oath, but we have the ruling, and now we have a chance in November to give the final verdict.
Now, do you get a chance to talk to your patients about the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and were patients, did you get a sense on how your patients felt about the ruling?
Yes, I did. I do have an opportunity to talk to my patients. I usually wait until they bring up the subject because actually they're coming to me, obviously, for their medical and surgical care. But I have a lot of patients who are deeply concerned, and actually everyone who has brought it up felt that the Supreme Court let us down and that the Supreme Court was supposed to be the objective, non-political balance. And in this instance, they stunningly were evidently too afraid to face the criticism that they were threatened to be faced with, if you will, prior to their ruling, and Justice Roberts blinked.
Well, and I think that's a very good way to put it. I think he may have felt some pressure from the outside, but let me summarize the last year in America with regards to the health reform law. The bill was passed. Obama and the Nancy Pelosi, you can picture her cheering for the bill being passed. And then as soon as the bill was passed, people started to open up the bill and say, well, what's in this thing? And we started as a nation to look at the details of the bill. And then here came all these state lawsuits. 26 plus states came out and said, this is unconstitutional. You cannot demand that America, that Americans have to produce health insurance or have to purchase health insurance. So all these state lawsuits came up. They were appealed. They went all the way to the Supreme Court. And during that time, everybody got distracted and they said, well, now we're focused on what's going to happen with the court. And everybody seemed to forget what was in the bill. Everyone said, well, it's going to go away. It's going to be determined unconstitutional. People smarter than me, the pundits had said, hey, we're going to predict that this thing's unconstitutional. And then lo and behold, the Supreme Court does an about face, or Justice Roberts blinks, as you said. And now everybody's, after they've gotten over this decision and they've kind of, have gone through the phases of acceptance and they've said, okay, I'm going to accept that this is now the law. Now we're back focused on what's in the darn bill. And when you really take a look at what's in the bill, and I think that's the direction I want to take our discussion today, is let's take a look at what's in the bill and some of the things people don't realize that are coming at them. For example, let's just go straight to the IPAB or the committees that are going to make decisions to ration care. Is that a legitimate statement? And is that really going to happen? And how will America accept that?
Well, it is absolutely a legitimate statement. The Independent Payment Advisory Board, or people may have heard about the IPAB, coupled with the Comparative Effectiveness Research Council, which is up and running from the stimulus bill, those two panels are politically appointed panels. They don't have to be physicians, and if they are physicians, they have to be government physicians. They ultimately have the potential to make life-death decisions regarding who will get care, what care they will get, and when they will get it. And actually, two of the chief authors of that portion of the health care bill are self-avowed devotees, if you will, of the British healthcare system of rationing, or the socialized medicine model. So this is a very realistic worry when this bill is fully implemented, which is by the end of 2014, and then there are other small things that will tag on up to 2016.
So, Jane, people ask me, I've had patients ask me, what specifically do they mean when the media brings up the question of rationing, or when I say, okay, I'm concerned that this committee is going to limit what care you can receive. Can you explain it, put it in some lay terms for us and explain it?
Yes, I can. If you live in Great Britain and you get macular degeneration, and macular degeneration is a blinding disease that affects the central seeing part of the eye. By blinding, I don't mean people go black blind, but they lose their detail discrimination. They lose their ability to drive, to read. If they get what's called the wet form of macular degeneration, we have modern-day treatment that has been able to preserve functional vision for these people. In Great Britain, you get one eye treated and the other one is left to go blind, because that's all the allotment of eye care service you are given. Another example is they ration by long waits. If you are over a certain age and you have the need for coronary artery bypass surgery or bypass surgery, you can be put on a waiting list, and while you're on the waiting list for 6-7 months, you may not be there when they call to say it's your turn to have your operation. So if we want a little peek at what rationing looks like, we can go to Canada to see how long it takes to get an MRI scan for your 6-year-old who's just had a convulsion and you're worried about a brain tumor, or we can go to Great Britain and see who's on the waiting list, how long it takes to see a primary care doctor, and if indeed you can even get treatment for certain conditions.
But see, Jane, people tell me, they say, oh, I can't believe that. If I'm in the emergency room and my child has had a convulsion, I'm still going to get that MRI scan. Should they believe that or not?
Well, in the United States of America today, yes, you will get that scan. In the future, there will be rubrics that are, and those are guidelines for doctors and hospitals that they will follow, where certain treatments will be allowed for certain people.
Boy, Jane, this is a very interesting discussion, and we'll continue this after the break. I want to get into the details of, continue talking about the details of the Affordable Care Act and what we're up against as Americans. We'll be back. We'll continue our discussion. You're listening to Doctor's Orders. I'm Dr. Kip. Give us a call at 855-2-DR-KIP. That's 855-2-DR-KIP. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
Peter Herrick was a 34-year-old carpenter when he joined the Navy Reserve. Peter's wife, Diana.
They were deployed to build schools and bases and to assist the Marines.
When the mortar round hit, I was completely knocked out. I didn't wake up until 6 days later.
Paralyzed veteran, Senior National Service Officer Raymond Bruce.
I saw Pete when he was at his worst. He didn't know if he was going to live to be able to see his daughter graduate from high school.
Raymond knew that I needed help figuring out where do we go from here.
We not only represent the veteran, but we represent the whole family.
11 months we stayed in the hospital down in Tampa.
We advocate, we educate, and we process claims through the VA, and we follow that claim from the beginning to the end.
Without Paralyzed Veterans of America, I really honestly believe I'd still be in the hospital.
You can help our paralyzed veterans. To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey everybody, I'm Kenny Chesney. I'm such a big fan of America's national parks. There's nothing better than the mountains, the lakes, the oceans, which is what makes protecting these historical national treasures so important. Please join me in the National Parks Conservation Association in making sure the seashores, mountain ranges, and lakes will be around for future generations to enjoy. For more information, log on to preservetheparks.com.
Malnutrition claims the lives of an estimated 3.5 million children every year. That's one every 6 seconds. Many families struggle to survive on what amounts to nothing more than bread and water. But this condition is both preventable and treatable. Starve for Attention is the latest global malnutrition campaign launched by Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, also known as MSF. Created in 1971, MSF now provides aid to people in more than 70 countries. To highlight the world's malnutrition hotspots, MSF, with support from LG Electronics, collaborated with the photo agency 7 to produce a series of groundbreaking documentaries. To raise awareness, they will be shown around the globe on LG Infinia TVs. To watch the series online anytime and to learn how you can join MSF and LG Electronics in the fight, visit starvedforattention.org and lg.com. A public service message from Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières, with the support of LG.
Bald can be beautiful, but never on your tires. You may have gotten away with it using, well, creative tactics, but there's no hiding baldness on your tires. You can easily check your tire tread, and it only costs a penny. Take a penny, stick it in your tread upside down, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, your tire's bald and needs replacing. No comb-over or spray-on hair is going to save you on this one. Sorry. For more tire care tips, visit BeTireSmart.org. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.
It's the Doctor's Orders Program with Dr. Kip Van Camp.
Welcome back. You're listening to Doctor's Orders. You can call me at 855-237-5477 if you want to weigh in on this discussion. We're talking with Dr. Jane Hughes about the Affordable Care Act. Now that we've gotten past the Supreme Court decision, America currently is facing the reality of what's in this bill. We kind of got distracted for a period of time as the Supreme Court made their decision, and now that the decision's been made, we're focused back on what's in the bill. Now, I want to, for briefly here, I want to welcome a new sponsor on our show, and I'm excited to have this sponsor because listen to these statistics. Did you know that an identity was stolen every 4 seconds in 2010 in America, and it cost $37 billion? And we are now, LifeLock is now one of our sponsors. And so if you go to my website, anyone who's had their identity stolen or has a family member or friend who's had their identity stolen, they understand just how difficult it is to put your life back in order. You do not want to have your identity stolen. Well, LifeLock developed a company to protect your own personal information. And I've actually received phone calls. We use LifeLock, and I've received phone calls from LifeLock where someone was using my credit card or someone had taken our number, and they were calling to say, or even when I was doing a transaction, but I wasn't in my own state, and so we were traveling, and I'm doing a transaction, I've had LifeLock call and say, did you know that someone just charged X number of dollars to your credit card? Are you okay with this? Is this you? And so LifeLock does a great job. So if you want to sign up for LifeLock, go to our website, find the LifeLock, scroll down to the LifeLock link, and you'll see a little icon that says LifeLock, and you'll get a 10% discount. So if you're interested in LifeLock, now's the time. Don't put it off. You'll be glad you didn't put it off. Now, Jane, back to the Affordable Care Act. Here we are. We're looking at the bill again. I'm troubled with the whole idea of government versus private sector. And every time the government tells us they're going to solve our problems and do something better for us, it seems like they make things more difficult for us as a nation. Do you agree with that kind of sentiment?
Especially agree as it pertains to our healthcare system, because we could talk about the insurance issues. We can talk about the fact that really, even if you love Obamacare, we cannot afford it. It's estimated to cost $1.6 trillion in the first 10 years and $1 trillion a year after that in a nation, the United States of America, who's staggering under our national debt as it is. I think it's important to understand how a system like centralized socialized medicine evolves to the point of rationing. And that is, they start diverting funds at the beginning for routine care from funds that would be used to take care of people who are ill or injured. And over time, the burden of covering everyone with, quote, free routine health care depletes the funds for those who are truly in need. And that's when decisions are made about who is valuable enough to society at large and who deserves to get treatment. And it's a scary proposition, and that has to do with just exactly what you're saying, a centralized system rather than our compassionate, efficient system. Our inefficiencies are in the bureaucracies we're forced to deal with.
Well, and Jane, I think of some of the snippets of, you know, the HHS secretary has slowly given us an idea of the direction we're headed in America. And one of the decisions, or one of the things that she's talked about, is mammograms and screening mammograms. And it's been understood that women would get their screening mammogram at age 35 if they had a family history. Otherwise it would be age 40. And then they would have every other year until 50, and then yearly after that. And then the government comes out with the statement, then the stance, you know, really, women don't need screening mammograms on that frequent interval. In fact, let's start screening mammography at age 50. The studies support that you can start at age 50. There's just one example. They also tried to do this with the prostatic specific antigen test, the PSA test for men. Didn't you find that yourself when you heard these statements? Didn't you get a little concerned about that too, as I did?
I got very concerned, and actually, by saying that women over the age of 73 don't need an annual mammogram is literally telling them that they don't need the mammogram because they're not going to get treatment if they find cancer.
And so, the 73-year-olds aren't worth needing to get their routine mammograms, because they're saying that once you reach a certain age, your value to society or your quality, you know, your worth has just gone down.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, the irony of the whole thing is that Medicare started out and was sold to the American people with the premise that we needed to pass this form of government medicine for our senior citizens so that they could have a dignified, fruitful, functional life in their senior years without facing monetary hardship. And here we have a bill that's gone through that's going to take $500 billion out of Medicare. And Medicare is an insurance where people have paid in through their paychecks for years and years. If you take the under 80 crowd, they have put money into the system. And if you look at the timeline, Medicare's broke in 9 years, gone, unless we do some sort of intervention. So the government has actually betrayed their trust with the people that this money would be there for them when they got to be that age.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I am reminded of the several years ago, the commercials where they explained that conservatives were going to take the Medicare dollars away from the seniors. And they even had pictures, they even had commercials on TV where grandma or grandpa were sitting at the kitchen table eating dog food, or dog food was being served to them. You remember that? You remember those commercials?
Yes.
And how ludicrous that was, but how effective that commercial became. People actually, the seniors started to believe this is true. Now, on the flip side, should they be pretty concerned from this bill?
I think seniors have to be concerned. You cannot $500 billion out of a program that's already floundering and paying physicians less than their cost of delivery of care in many cases, to the point where some physicians are no longer able to see their Medicare patients and keep their doors open. It's also estimated that a good number of physicians are going to retire with full implementation of Obamacare rather than face the penalties for not following the cookbook medicine guidelines or violating their Hippocratic oath by revealing sensitive information with a push of the send button to some faceless bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. by an electronic medical record.
Now, I've heard as high as 40% of doctors will get out of medicine. Do you think there's any chance that's a true statement?
I think there's a chance that that's a true statement. You'd have to look at the percentage of physicians who are 50 and over and would be in some sort of a position to be able to retire. I think it probably won't be as high as 40%. But I do believe this, that the Obamacare health law with full implementation puts doctors at ethical and moral risk. And in violation of their Hippocratic oath and the sanctity of a doctor-patient relationship, which is a privileged communication. And I, for one, will never be logging in data and pushing a send button to some centralized, faceless bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. with my patient's information.
Well, here, I agree with that. Now, Jane, let's talk for a second about your commercial that you all, I know you were instrumental in. And it kind of goes along with the discussion we've been having about granny and pushing grandma over the cliff. So can you expound on that for a bit?
Well, if you go to adsfortruth.org, which has the number 4 in it, you'll see our ad that we ran. Myself and two other physicians from Texas ran an ad that was in a response to the granny off the cliff ad that was run by a Democrat organization about a year ago that showed Paul Ryan throwing granny off the cliff. And we were outraged that nobody had responded to that ad since it was grossly untrue. What Representative Ryan proposed was a way to reform the Medicare system so it would be there for today's 55-year-olds. At any rate, we did get quite a lot of attention since we used President Obama's own words, and we actually had him throwing granny off the cliff. And then we offer the alternative, which is also on the website, adsfortruth.org, of what real reform looks like so that we can reform the system, which we all agree needs reforming, and replace it with patient-centered, physician-guided, free-market solutions.
Now, Jane, we're going to talk specifically about what real reform would look like after this segment, but we also want to continue our discussion about what's in the bill. So we'll continue this discussion. Again, if you want to weigh in, give us a call at 855-2-DR-KIP. We'll be right back. You're listening to Doctor's Orders.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
Have you ever been hesitant to ask your doctor or your healthcare professional a question or to get their opinion about a pertinent or pressing medical issue? Now's your chance. Give Dr. Kip a call. Ask your question, provide your comments, or suggest the next topic you'd like to hear on Doctor's Orders. Who knows, you might even be the next guest. Call toll-free at 855-2-DR-KIP. That's 855-237-5477.
Recently, the U.S. Navy delivered tons of food to hungry people halfway around the world.
But you could help someone in your own community simply by donating a can of soup.
Last week, a Navy doctor saved the life of a total stranger.
Just like you could by giving a pint of blood.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. So can you, whether it's by donating food or simply giving time, right in your own backyard. Brought to you by America's Navy.
Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
Purchasing a car can be stressful and time-consuming. With dealerships on every corner and access to thousands of dealers and cars online, finding the right dealer isn't always easy. With Roberts Chevrolet and Buick, you can quickly and easily take control of your car buying experience, no matter where you are. Simply log on to robertsautoplaza.com to find your next Chevy or Buick. And remember, Chevy runs deep.
I'm Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders Radio Show. Obamacare is the law of the land. Recent articles suggest this bill will be repealed or not fully funded. However, the real problem is the bill is already being implemented, one step at a time. As a consumer of healthcare, you should be concerned. In my new book, Misdiagnosis, I explain what this piece of legislation will mean to you and to your family in the very near future. Visit drkip.com today to get your copy. Trust me, your life may depend on it. Those are your doctor's orders.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related death in the U.S. Smoking contributes to 87% of those deaths. November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Learn about lung cancer risks, symptoms, and treatment options at radiologyinfo.org.
Are you looking for cakes, cookies, or other fresh baked sweets for a special occasion? Cindy's Cakes in Weston, Missouri is the place to go. They've been decorating cakes for over 30 years. Specializing in wedding cakes, birthdays, anniversaries, promotions, military functions, retirements, just because cakes, and the list goes on and on. Call today at 816-640-2807. Cindy's Cakes also sells cookies fresh baked for your order. Choose from a wonderful assortment of flavors. They can do special order baking, including brownies, lemon bars, pumpkin cheesecake bars, and cheesecakes, just to name a few. And if you're looking for low-fat baked goods, Cindy's can do that as well. Call today at 816-640-2807. That's 816-640-2807. Take the hassle out of your dessert for your special event. Let Cindy's Cakes take care of it for you. Call today, 816-640-2807.
Let's face it, how many of us really take the time to learn about our financial situation?
How many of us really understand it?
But living's not free.
Vacations, shopping,
college,
a new car,
braces, saving for retirement,
or buying a home,
losing your job,
a sudden illness or injury.
Are you prepared?
Do you have a plan?
Who can you trust?
You can trust the NFCC, the nation's largest and longest-serving nonprofit network of credit counseling and financial education organizations. Our certified community-based professionals can help you acquire financial skills and give you the tools to meet financial challenges with confidence so that when life offers you an opportunity or throws you a curve, you will be better prepared to make the right choices.
It's your money.
Get smart about it. Look for an NFCC member today.
Call 800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org, a public service from the NFCC.
Hi, this is Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders and owner of Rejuvenate Medical Spa. Why not start off the year right and enhance your appearance at Rejuvenate Medical Spa? You'll benefit from the expertise of highly trained medical professionals in a physician-monitored setting. Come try out some of our services, like microdermabrasion, Botox injections, and dermal fillers, just to name a few. And husbands, if you're looking for that perfect gift for your wife, present her with a Rejuvenate gift card. Schedule your appointment now at 785-783-8559.
With a full staff and three professional auto auctioneers with a combined 70 years of experience, both Hyatt Auction Services and Hyatt Motors can take care of all your auction and vehicle needs. Hyatt Auction Services specializes in real estate and combined estate auctions, while Hyatt Motors can locate your next car as they view several thousand cars a week in multiple states. They will even be providing financing soon. Call Boyd at 816-386-2361. That's 816-386-2361 or online at HyattAuctionService.com.
Now, more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip Van Camp.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jane Hughes. Jane is from Texas, and we're talking to her today about the Affordable Care Act. Jane, how did you get politically active? How did you become a proponent for doctors getting involved in the health reform law, getting involved in how our system is broken and how we can go about fixing it?
I started really years ago being involved. I was involved locally with the Bexar County Medical Society, was their communications director, and I always, like most physicians, are looking at ways to improve things, to learn from past mistakes, to figure out how to do things better. And especially became active about 5 years ago after having been active trying to prevent Hillary Care, if you remember that whole battle.
Yes, years ago.
But when I started becoming aware of the legislation and the idea behind Obamacare, I became active and started a couple of organizations, and the rest is history. And I've become very vitally involved, as have you, in trying to get the word out from regular boots-on-the-ground practicing doctors to the American people what we have to lose and what is in the bill now that we've had a chance to read it actually magnifies our understanding of what we have to lose and why it's so important that it's repealed and replaced with meaningful reform.
Now, Jane, I've had people say, well, you're just trying to protect your profession because you make a good living through your profession, and really it's about you and it's not about the patients. What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think that people have a right to be skeptical. I think people have a right to say, well, this is just self-serving. But my answer to that is we have long since ceased carrying this argument forward based on money. What this is really about is twofold. It is about how we are as individuals, when we must present ourselves as patients, how we are going to be treated. Are we going to maintain our American ethic of a compassionate value on the individual, patient-centered approach where the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship is at the core of that interaction? Or are we going to move towards the stale, failed Western European model of socialized medicine that puts a bureaucrat between us and our physician, that treats us as a number rather than as an individual? And I think one of the key components to understanding how much of a transformation of our healthcare system the socialized medicine model is, in our system, the weakest and most vulnerable amongst us are protected and are treated with dignity. In the healthcare system that we see in Western Europe, it's great if you're healthy, but it is a disaster if you are vulnerable and you are sick.
Isn't that ironic though? Because here we are trying to help those who are unable to help themselves and those who are uninsured, and some would argue those aren't the same two class of people, and yet they might be. There may be some overlap there, and yet the European system, the less healthy are not treated the best. So isn't there some irony in all that?
Well, there is irony in all that. There is the shift. Again, you have a few little carrots at the front end. Let's take Obamacare. There are a few pages in there that are actually good. It's the other 2,000 pages of 150 new bureaucratic agencies, 16,000 new IRS agents, tons of new taxes on people in the United States that are in the rest of the bill that drag the healthcare system to the end result we see in Europe.
Do you think, I was talking with a friend of mine who is more on the liberal side of things when it comes to politics, and she had raised the question. She said, you know, I think we can afford this, and we basically can't afford not to do it. And I said, do you have any investments, you know, do you have any rental properties? Do you have any investments? Do you have investments in precious metals? And she said, why? I said, do you understand that 3.8% of any profit that you receive off that investment income will go to pay for the health bill? I mean, I don't think people realize where some of these taxes are going to come from, where this money's going to come from.
Well, I don't think they actually realize, if you make a statement of we cannot afford not to do this, this bill still leaves 12 million people uninsured. We did not have to have the federal government take over 1/6 of our private sector economy to fix what was wrong with the system. So the major premise that we were in a crisis, that people were not receiving care, is false. Now, there is a huge problem with how we pay for health care in America, and there certainly are discrepancies there, and they need to be addressed.
Well, and any time that we look to the federal government to solve the problems, I get nervous because I don't think they have done a good job. Their track record doesn't speak very well for themselves. We're at the end of this segment. We have two more segments left. We'll continue this discussion with Dr. Jane Hughes. You're listening to Doctor's Orders, and I'm Dr. Kip. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
There are new grants available to help young people fight childhood obesity. Schools and youth-focused community center-based programs are eligible for United Health Heroes grants, up to $1,000 to help children learn about childhood obesity and to design, address, and implement programs that help fight it in their communities. To obtain an application, visit ysa.org/heroes. That's ysa.org/heroes. A public service message from United Health Group, Youth Service America, and this station.
At 23, Lance Gieselman's back was broken, leaving him paralyzed from the waist down and his left leg amputated.
I enlisted in the United States Army, went to Iraq in 2003.
Lance's tank was completely destroyed when it was hit by an improvised explosive device.
I was an only survivor.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is an independent organization dedicated to ensuring our injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned and need. Paralyzed Veterans Senior National Service Officer Anthony Steele.
I'm willing to do whatever it takes to serve our veterans.
The PVA, from the very beginning of my injury, has always been there for me. If I was having problems with the VA, they were always there to step in.
Injured veterans like Lance will continue to need medical care and services for the rest of their lives, and paralyzed veterans will be there to help. If you would like to help our veterans, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
You know you want to quit smoking. Well, you can do it in just a few steps. All you need is a little motivation.
Get ready.
First, set a date to quit.
Get medicine.
Talk to your doctor about medicines that can help you.
Get help.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a free service that can help you get started. Or go to ahrq.gov/consumer for more information about quitting.
You can quit smoking.
A few easy steps that'll help. Help save your life. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Jane Hughes, and we're talking about the Affordable Care Act. And Jane, this is the fourth segment of the show. We're almost finished with the show. So I want to get through a few things pretty quickly here. When talking about what's in the bill, we haven't talked about, people think, I've had other patients say to me or other friends say to me that, well, I have health insurance through my employer, so I'm fine. I don't even really need to worry about it because it's going to be taken care of. I've got my health insurance. And what bothers me, I've tried to explain to him that may not be the case because employers may realize at some point it's cheaper not to provide the health insurance than it is to continue to pay for to provide the health insurance, because there's a fine if you don't provide insurance for your employee. Ease, if you're the employer. Can we talk about that for just a bit? Anything you want to add to that statement?
Yes, that's why so many companies ask for waivers from the healthcare law. If you take individuals who are on the lower wage scale, there are some employers where the margin of profit that they have per employee would be eclipsed by the cost of the new health care requirements. Right now, they're able to offer major medical policies for their employees at a reasonable price, but with the new government mandates about what must be covered, the cost is going to skyrocket. So it will be cheaper to pay the fine per employee. And, by the way, there are going to be some employees that are going to be let go because that cost is going to have to be spread over the number of employees that the employer has. So there's some very negative effects on the private insurance market with these new exchanges that are going to be set up.
Well, and let's talk about the exchanges. Let's say that a person has health insurance and the Affordable Care Act goes into effect. The employer says, we're going to have to quit providing your health insurance. Now these folks are going to have access to state exchanges. Can you explain how you think a state exchange will work or not work?
Well, I don't think state exchanges are looking at all sorts of different models right now. The first model they're looking at is the Accountable Care Organization, or the ACO, where you can buy an insurance policy that will put you in one of these systems. Those systems are capitated health maintenance organizations, HMOs. They've been tried in the past, and they don't work. They always end up with a quasi-rationing of care scenario. Right now, it's unclear how the exchanges would work, and another very disturbing thing about the law, if you're in favor of it, is Health and Human Services has missed 50% of the deadlines that were mandated in the Obamacare bill to show you how disorganized and chaotic even the implementation of the bill is.
So 50% of the deadlines they've already missed. What's that going to mean when you need your MRI scan done now or your bypass surgery, your cardiac bypass surgery? What if they miss that deadline? You may not survive that.
Well, it is. It's frightening. The bottom line is we could go on and on and on about the details of this. We could go on about the price of the Obamacare law for the American people and for our children's children, and that it's buying the future of future generations with debt that we can't afford. The main concern of people right now should be find out what is in the bill and educate yourself as to the alternatives. And there are going to be plenty of alternative plans out there from physician organizations. There will be ads run that show what real reform looks like. And people need to stop and think about what they are hearing, whether it's in a TV commercial or on the mainstream media or on cable network. Stop, think, and make decisions based on facts,
Yeah, and try to keep the emotion out of it, but look at the facts. Now, Jane, is there a way to, is there something you would say to try and get us enthusiastic about repeal? Is there something you would say to help get the firestorm going, to get repeal on everyone's mind if it already isn't there?
Well, my number one point that I would like to make is Obamacare is a transformation not only of our healthcare system, but really as of our ethic as a nation and how we view individuals and their worth to society. If we start dehumanizing our system so that the most vulnerable amongst us are the ones who are least likely to get care, then we begin to degrade what is wonderful about the United States of America compared to so many other countries in the world. And that is saying a lot. The stakes are high. They could not be higher. The choice could not be more clear. We must get out in November and elect individuals in the Senate, the House, and in the White House who are dedicated to repeal and who get it in terms of what we need to do to reform the system.
All right, so let's say repeal occurred. Is there a plan you support over all others that you've seen, that you like, that you say this makes sense?
The Docs for Patient Care with the number 4 has a wonderful prescription for healthcare reform. Our Ads for Truth does. But you know, the wonderful thing is that most of the plans or the templates that I have seen that have come from physicians are remarkably similar. I was on a task force with 4 representatives from the House of Representatives and 21 physicians from across the country, and we came up with an 11-point plan, which is also posted on the adsfortruth.org website. And it's remarkably similar to the other plans. So we are coming together with the outline of what reform looks like, and it looks like a state-by-state-by-state reform with the federal government stepping out of the way and expediting what needs to happen on a state level.
You know, I was truly disheartened when I saw the physicians that were on the task force or on the committee to write the Obama plan. They were not practicing physicians. Anything you'd like to say to that?
Yeah, they were academic physicians who were left-leaning, admittedly so. A lot of them were out of the Chicago machine, if you will, and the others were out of Harvard and that group of ideologues who believe that the federal government knows better than the American citizens. What American citizens do not like is being forced by the central government into a purchase of a product, but more importantly, into stripping them of choice.
Boy, that is a true statement. Americans do not like to be told that we have to go out and purchase health insurance and then not have the choice to make our own decision for the one we want, the plan that's best for us. We'll wrap this discussion up. We'll continue our discussion here in the final segment of the show. You're listening to Doctor's Orders. We'll be right back.
Don't go away. There's more Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip right here, next.
Have you ever been hesitant to ask your doctor or your healthcare professional a question or to get their opinion about a pertinent or pressing medical issue? Now's your chance. Give Dr. Kip a call. Ask your question, provide your comments, or suggest the next topic you'd like to hear on Doctor's Orders. Who knows, you might even be the next guest. Call toll-free at 855-2-DR-KIP. That's 855-237-5477.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day, your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.
Check us out on the web at 1510.com. You're listening to Hot Talk 1510 KCTE, Independence, Kansas City.
Purchasing a car can be stressful and time-consuming. With dealerships on every corner and access to thousands of dealers and cars online, finding the right dealer isn't always easy. With Roberts Chevrolet and Buick, you can quickly and easily take control of your car buying experience, no matter where you are. Simply log on to robertsautoplaza.com to find your next Chevy or Buick. And remember, Chevy runs deep.
I'm Dr. Kip, host of Doctor's Orders Radio Show. Obamacare is the law of the land. Recent articles suggest this bill will be repealed or not fully funded. However, the real problem is the bill is already being implemented, one step at a time. As a consumer of healthcare, you should be concerned. In my new book, Misdiagnosis, I explain what this piece of legislation will mean to you and to your family in the very near future. Visit drkip.com today to get your copy. Trust me, your life may depend on it. Those are your doctor's orders.
Are you looking for cakes, cookies, or other fresh baked sweets for a special occasion? Cindy's Cakes in Weston, Missouri is the place to go. They've been decorating cakes for over 30 years. Specializing in wedding cakes, birthdays, anniversaries, promotions, military functions, retirements, just because cakes, and the list goes on and on. Call today at 816-640-2807. Cindy's Cakes also sells cookies fresh baked for your order. Choose from a wonderful assortment of flavors. They can do special order baking, including brownies, lemon bars, pumpkin cheesecake bars, and cheesecakes, just to name a few. And if you're looking for low-fat baked goods, Cindy's can do that as well. Call today at 816-640-2807. That's 816-640-2807. Take the hassle out of your dessert for your special event. Let Cindy's Cakes take care of it for you. Call today, 816-640-2807.
It's the Doctor's Orders Program with Dr. Kip Van Camp.
Welcome back. This is the final segment of our show. We'll wrap up our discussion on the Affordable Care Act for today. Of course, I know we'll have many more shows talking about the Affordable Care Act. I've got Dr. Jane Hughes with us. And Jane, we're at the end of the show. I wanted to ask you one more question and then let you wrap things up and make any statements you'd like to make. But what about this whole idea that we have a shortage of 150,000 primary care physicians out there? And what's the Obamacare, how's their attempt to solve this problem?
I don't see that there is an attempt to solve this problem other than by extension of non-physician workers, like physician's assistants and nurse practitioners. They're calling them provider extenders. I don't see that there is any move Other than that, I'm not conversant anyway. If there is, I'm not aware of it.
No, I think that they left this out of the bill itself. I think Congress expanded the number of medical school applicants by like 350. And it is directly related. Congress does have authority and oversight over how many students there are in most medical schools, and yet they expanded the nurse practitioner and physician assistant programs, which gave the appearance that that was their solution, was to replace primary care with the provider extenders, as your provider mid-levels, as they say. So I think that's...
Yes.
I mean, so I think we're in agreement with that. That's what the intention was. Now, Jane, is there anything you'd like to wrap up with here that you'd like to say, you know, tell us about your other organizations, anything you'd like to say here?
Well, I think the most important thing that the American public can do is to pay attention to this and to use it as a litmus test with individuals who are running for office in whatever state they're in. I think this is going to be key. We have got to get a majority in the Senate. We have to hold on to the House, and we have to replace the occupant of the White House if we want to repeal this law, which forces individuals to buy a product, whether they want to or not, and ultimately results in a bureaucrat between the patient and the physician. I think as a country, we can't afford it from the standpoint of our common ethic and culture of compassion and the individual worth of every person, regardless of their state of health or whether they're working or not. We cannot afford as a nation to give that up. So I encourage everyone, they can visit our adsfortruth.org to see what real reform looks like, to find out more about what's in Obamacare. And the main message is we have to pay attention and we have to get out in November and make a difference.
Now, Jane, you come from a long line of physicians. You're a second-generation physician. Is that true? Or at least I know you have family members that are physicians.
Actually, I'm the matriarch of physicians.
there you go.
My husband's a physician, and my two older children. My son is a spine surgeon in New York City. He's an orthopedist. And my oldest daughter is a dermatologist in practice with my husband.
So you obviously love the profession and have and encouraged your children to go into it.
Yes, and our children grew up actually watching my husband and I juggle family and practice and actually activism at certain times, especially most recently. So yes, I do love the profession. I revere the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship, and when I have to render myself as a patient, I'm reminded how important that relationship is into the therapeutic aspect of any kind of a healing, whether it's from surgery or illness. There has to be that trust there. It boils down to choice and options and this maintenance of the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship. And this bill...
Jane, we're at the end, so I want to thank you again for being on the show and great comments. Your doctor's orders, be the change that you want to see in the world. So go out and be that change. Until next week, we'll see you.
This has been Doctor's Orders with Dr. Kip Van Camp. Please understand what we talk about on this show is only for your education and entertainment. Please consult with your physician before moving forward with any ideas discussed on our show. And please join us again next week for more Doctor's Orders.